This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good song.
I'm 22 now, but
great album.
Won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green.
So, how are the leaves doing in your neck of the woods, depending on where you are in the country?
So beautiful.
Yeah. They still haven't changed much here where I am in central Massachusetts. I was up in upstate New York because weekend, and it was a little more colorful than it is here, but honestly, I'm looking around, I have three windows in my studio, and I look out over the back pasture and into the wooded area, and most everything is still green. Part of that is because of all the rain that we've had this year, but it's not really, the temperature's been very moderate, in the mid to upper 60s, and at night in the mid to upper 40s, so that's not going to bring about, like 50. It's 51 here now, so that's not going to change. The leaves will thankfully stick around for a long time. It's great psychological stuff, right? I think the leaves on the trees is so healthy psychologically, that bright green. And then, yeah, you can say that about the fall colors, but then after the fall colors, the leaves are all gone.
Oh,
what good is that?
Oh, yeah, it kind of gets, like, dull and gray, but then I like a dull gray day because I feel like when there is color anywhere else, it just pops and it becomes so much more vibrant.
Well, Northern Ohio is noted for gray winters.
Heck, yes, it is.
Having had 4 years at Heidelberg in Northwest Ohio, it was dark and dreary.
We are getting to the time of year where I really thrive.
Like Elvira, the mistress of the dark. There you go. So, there are a lot of people who have a lot of things going on in their life, and so I would offer this tidbit to those of you who are, I guess most of us are. I'm not going to exclude myself from this because I'm in a couple of circumstances that are trying, and not the least of which is what we all are observing, the things that are going on in the Middle East. So how about we just hold on to the fact that there's always hope, no matter what. There's a science to it, too, the science of hope. The future, thinking about, thoughts are things. Think about your future. What's going on in the future would be better than what's going on today. There is cause and there's effect. You have learned behavior, but you're still learning about life. So the actions that we see around us that cause the results that we have, they're not permanent. Things change. Go up, go down, in, out. So whatever it is that you're thinking right now, I hope that there's hope in those thoughts. I would like to think that there is. The number of people that are focused on the doom and gloom, certainly this isn't the brightest time, there's no question about that, but there's other stuff. Think about your family. Think about your children, grandchildren, that sort of thing. Or who's around you that you like at work, wherever. Just look at something that's good. That's all. Look at something.
And there is. There really is. It's one of those that we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are.
Uh-huh.
And when you are looking for good, you will find it. When you're looking for the negative, you will find it.
Yep, that's it. So here's something interesting with regard to what's going on in the Middle East. Did you know that Taylor Swift's bodyguard has gone to Israel to join the Israeli military to fight against Hamas?
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. She has a couple of guards. You can imagine somebody like her. She's going to, although I haven't seen when she's with Kelsey or Casey or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Travis Kelce.
Kelce, yeah.
Also, Kelsey is acceptable, even though it's Kelce.
Kelce, okay, well. Anyway, he doesn't look like he needs to, she doesn't need a bodyguard when he's around, apparently. So, Anyway, this guy said, I can't stand on the sidelines. So he said, I'm taking off. See you later, alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, that's that conviction, right? Isn't conviction the, that's the whole thing, having conviction.
And when he returns, he will still have a job. And I'm sure that she's probably still paying him in his absence, too. She's one of those many people, not enough, but there are many celebrities or notable public figures who, once you start working for them, you will always have a job unless you really screw it up.
Yep. I was looking at the front of the Israeli, the English, English newspaper in Jerusalem, Jerusalem Post. There's a big front page, bring them back story with pictures of the people who are captives on the other side. It's pretty intense when you look at that. And so Hamas on the other side is beginning to release videos of the people that they have taken hostage, the people they've kidnapped from Israel, so as to calm some of this stuff down. There were 199 people taken the same day they killed 1,300. And we've all seen the stories and heard the stories about what Hamas did with the children, with the women, with the toddlers. But there was a new video that was released showing a young woman lying in bed, getting medical treatment. Her arm is wrapped up. She's obviously had some surgery to stabilize what could have been, whatever it was going on with her arm. There's another shot of her that you can see. She's sitting up and facing the camera, telling her name and her age. And she was taken into Gaza from a city in southern Israel from the event, the musical event. And she said, she tells her name and where she's from. And she's kind of composed. And so, okay, they're trying to put a good face on their brutality, I guess, much as anything else. And, you know, a lot you can remember the days, there are days, you see these in movies sometimes, but certainly also look back in conflicts where people who are captured by the other side would sit in front of a camera and they'd be told to tell this story or say that thing. And if you didn't, we'll, you know, cut off your leg or we'll kill your children or whatever it is. So that's what you do.
Or people who have been held hostage and put to work and have been with their captors for so long, they start to kind of develop a type of empathy for their captors.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Netanyahu invited Biden to come over and see what was going on. Biden and Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, will go around and go to the Egyptian border, going to the Saudi Arabia. They're going to visit a number of different countries, actually. And who knows what that will look like. The whole thing about understanding the map, this is what's fascinating. And I remember when we went into Iraq, people didn't even know where Iraq was. They didn't know anything about what was in the Middle East, which is shame on us and our world history courses that most people take when they're in the ninth grade, right? So the border, the northern border, is Lebanon and Syria, up where the Golan Heights are. That's where a lot of activity is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the east side of the West Bank, if you will, is Jordan. And the west side, going down to Gaza, is the Egyptian side. And the amount of, again, at its broadest, Israel's about maybe 75, 80 miles wide. At its narrowest, it's about 40 miles wide. That's the whole country. It's the size of New Jersey. All right? And so when you look at the lands that have been captured in various places, when Israel was first cut out, if you will, of Palestine, that area of the Middle East, after the United Nations decided there needed to be a place for Jews to go. They didn't have as much land as they do now, but with the wars that they've been involved in, especially with Egypt, they got more territory. That's where Gaza came from. But it's really interesting. Tel Aviv is right on the Mediterranean. Jerusalem is inland about 24, 25 miles to the south and west, south and east of Tel Aviv. And that's where you see, you know, the West Bank, where the Palestinians are, part of old Palestine, which you read about in the Bible, is, you know, if the people in the Middle East were really serious, understanding that nobody likes this. Nobody. There's nobody who likes this situation. But it's what was done. So instead of being jerks about it, the Jordanians are the easiest ones to kind of get along with. The Egyptians have their moments. Syria, no. Syria is the worst. I remember being in northern Israel, and I could hear the next to last time. I remember there was something going on. It wasn't on the Egyptian side, but there was some kind of a border fight. And you up in the Golan Heights, I could hear the bombs going off. And you could see the people traveling across the border. So, anyway, I'm giving you a little history lesson, a little geography lesson. As we look at the situation, and then you think, okay, so how do we make this better? How do we avoid making it worse or letting them make it worse? And that's certainly what a lot of the most of the people in Europe and most people around the rest of the world, with the exception of the Chinese and the Russians, they want it not to get any worse than it is. And, you know, what also the practical side of this is that the Russians are happy to have this going on because it draws attention away from Ukraine. And so who knows what they can. Well, the more the Ukrainians are concerned because they're not getting the help from America that they were getting. So anyway, warships in the eastern Mediterranean, about 100 miles off the coast of Israel. Some of our toughest ships, toughest men, toughest women. The interesting scuttlebutt is that the guy who's the leader of Hezbollah is arguing with the guy who's the leader of Hamas. Hezbollah doesn't want an all-out war because they know what'll happen. But they're not that smart. Hamas is not that smart because they think that they can win. You can't win against Israel. You can't. And they're not going to. So all they want to do is inflict maximum damage, apparently. Who thinks like that? Good God. 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So Jay and I spend this part of each hour going through various social media connections. Some of them are about celebrities. Some of them are, well, they're always trending. This is an interesting story from Australia. A safety watchdog down there has fined $385,000 for not tackling child abuse content. So there is this. We're back to the freedom of speech thing, and the way I see this, excuse me, it's up to the other people who are on the social media to discount the things that are said by the people who are crazy, the people who are malcontent, the people who are less than transparent as to where they're from and what their real agenda is. So X and other platforms ought to be, you know, this is part of expression, got it. And so it's a sticky wicket, no question about that.
Well, it just depends on the laws for the country that it's operating in, where Australia has different laws and regulations than America does. And when it, again, with a child exploitation and child abuse content, it doesn't matter what country, what continent, what the rules are by the government. It, keep the kids out of this.
But that's up to the individual, is it not? Or is it up to social media? Is it up to X to define how far you can go? That's the sticky wicket.
But isn't it illegal to begin with? Child sexual exploitation, child sexual abuse, live streaming of child sexual abuse, but that's
where you draw the line. Yeah, right, that's where you draw the line.
And that's why they're getting fined.
Yeah, right, because they're not protecting children, even though they say it's their most important thing, but the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, and they might be allegedly trying to protect the children who are users of the platform, but when it comes to the content itself, the child abuse content, it's not enough is being done.
It's so frustrating to think that there are people like this in the world. That's what more annoys me than anything else. And it's more than being annoyed. I want to get rid of them, frankly. I just want them to go away somehow or other. Get rid of them. You know, get rid of them.
Yeah, and I feel like they kind of do to a degree. It's almost like this unspoken rule in prison that if there's an inmate that is there because of child sexual abuse and stuff, they are not going to last long.
Nope. All right, here's the news from LinkedIn. They're laying off 600 workers, 3% of the workforce. The this LinkedIn, by the way, if you didn't know, is owned by Microsoft. This is engineering, finance team, that sort of thing. Talent changes are difficult, so they say, but we've got to manage our business. Yeah, this happens in business all the time. Layoffs, then hires. Look at what happens at Christmas time. All the people, the workforce increases by 7-8% from now until Christmas. And then those people are all back on the street again.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of employees are unemployed the day after Christmas. And that's just part of the ebb and flow of the economy. It doesn't make it easier. It doesn't make it better. But that's the reality. So I don't see anything.
Yeah, well, especially when you have a company of this magnitude where 600 workers, that's a lot of workers. And then you think of it, well, that's only 3% of their workforce.
Yeah, right. All right, here's the story from Nebraska University undergraduate student made history by using AI to read a section of a 2,000-year-old scroll on papyrus. Luke Ferreter is the student's name. First person to decipher a word from these ancient scrolls as part of a challenge at Vesuvius College. The challenge is kind of a competition for people who use modern technology to figure out the secrets of ancient papyrus scrolls.
A time and place for AI. This is it.
Yep, right, exactly. So that's technology being used at its finest and best. It's 28 past the hour on the Newsy Good Day program.
Thank you for great money-saving ideas. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Among recent suggestions submitted to the blog, double-check your checking and bank accounts for those trial subscriptions and memberships that have become permanent if you don't cancel them, which many, possibly most, don't or forget to. You may not have noticed small automatic payments. Two energy-saving tips for the kitchen. If you cover and wrap foods in the fridge, you will prevent moisture from escaping and ask less of the compressor. Use plastic wrap, not aluminum foil, and you should only run the dishwasher when it's full. Several who posted are selling their gently used clothing online at Poshmark or Depop, DEPOP.com. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
He's been called the loudest MAGA mouth in the USA. Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The Root Thorn, the Root is on fire. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, certainly conservative showbiz. You'll never find more content jammed down your throat in your face of liberals.
Wayne Allen Root, number 41 and climbing on the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 Most Important Radio Talk Show Hosts in America. Wayne is a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan conservatism, libertarianism, economic freedom, and capitalism, and is also a great fit for your station. Declare war on boring radio by adding Wayne Allen Root to your daily programming.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is delivered to you via Westwood One Channel USA One, USA David Box All-in-One Solution, and USA AutoCAD.
To learn more, contact...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has cut his schedule to include Jordan today. Following his trip to Israel, Biden planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. A White House official said Biden will postpone traveling to the country. Biden in a statement said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday that killed roughly 500 people. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is hopeful Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio will soon win the Speaker's gavel. Jordan did not gather enough Republican votes in the first Speaker vote yesterday. McCarthy went on to blame a handful of Republicans for, quote, siding with Democrats to grind the government to a halt, end quote. Another vote is scheduled for today. USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
There, yeah. I like wearing sweaters. I do that. I have this collection of sweaters that I wear on the farm, Jay. They've been attacked by the moths, so they're full of holes. But they still keep me warm.
You know, some people would pay good money to buy a sweater like that.
Oh, put them up on Facebook. Let people buy them.
There you go. Tell them it's
grease and all. Yeah, exactly. All right, 34 at the hour. It is the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a thought about how to not judge others. It's hard to do. We all do it. We all judge people. Why do we do it? Are we doing it because we think we're going to help by judging people and saying, okay, this is something that I've noticed about you, and maybe we can do something together that will help your situation? There's that kind of an encounter, and then there are the other encounters where people, I remember my stepmother, for example, one of the most judgmental persons I ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it drove a real wedge between her and my two children, and frankly me. But that's the way some people are. And it's mostly because they're fearful. They don't know. They have preconceptions about people or circumstances. And so most of the information that comes from being a judge is frequently incomplete. Like some people don't want to be around those who are a different religion. Some people don't want to be around those who are poor. Some people don't want to be around those who are wealthy. Mm-hmm. Poverty is seen as sometimes a signifier of laziness. And that's not true. It may be sometimes true, but mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. But what do you get out of judging people? It's your own insecurities. And you look in the mirror, it is something, and I don't mean, I suppose I'm sounding a little judgmental myself here as I go through this stuff. And it's not to be na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, but we all catch ourselves thinking or behaving judgmentally. That's my point here. Maybe ask yourself.
Well, our brains are wired to make automatic judgments on others' behaviors. It's a psychological thing, and it's scientifically proven that it's also how we move through the world without spending as much time and energy. Like, our bodies are created, including our brains, are created to work smarter, not harder. The problem is we get into this habit of judging people before we even experience their behaviors. We judge mm-hmm. people based on what we are actually seeing. And if you've ever noticed, too, with yourself, Doug, and I've noticed this with me, that I will judge people based on my current mood, too. Yeah, like, sometimes, it's again, we don't see things as they are. We don't see people as they are. We see things as we are. We see people as we are. The kind of mood. How often have you even maybe read an email and you're in a bad mood, so you read it like the person's yelling at you and they're not? I've done that myself. I've received text messages where I respond to somebody and they're like, well, clearly you're in a bad mood, so I'll just talk to you later. And I'm thinking, what just happened?
Oh, no, but I think that's right. It is. I can point to, I don't usually send those memos to you. I think once in a while your father will get something not aimed at him, but he'll be able to read between the lines and know that things aren't traveling down the pike in the right way. And that brings me around to thinking about children. You know, we're talking about adults as being judgmental. But what do you do to keep children, or even conscious about your attitude towards some things, rubbing off on your children or your grandchildren? And so I was looking at, I was in the Target store the other day, and there's this big section of toys for children that are aimed at, it says sort of see something, say something on them. It's not aimed at the thing from Homeland Security, but still, the good and the bad of it is training youngsters to be more observant, right? You know, notice the caterpillar on the driveway, or notice the leaves, if you will, that are changing, or notice the dog has a sore on her ear, or whatever it is, but mm-hmm. looking around and observing your world. And as you get older, the world gets bigger. Right now, I have Brendan in our conversation last night. I'm beginning to, I'm back on my travel schedule I've been captivated on the farm all summer, and at my choice, I love being on the farm in the summer. But I also miss being around my children, and most of the time now they come out for a few weeks in the summertime, but I haven't seen any of them for a couple of months. So I'm eager. It's my son's birthday, and so we have all of these events that we celebrate together, no matter what. And obviously it's much easier for me to go there than it is for them all to pack up and come here. Plus, I like to travel. I like going out there. I love the energy of Southern California. I don't care much for the political realities, but I just love being in Southern California. Anyway, so back to the children and what they learn from you. And Jasper, who's going to be 2 in December, is now very vocal. So Brendan picks him up and puts him in front of the screen, and he says to me, "Hi." With that big eye. And he sticks his fingers in his mouth. He knows that I'm going to be pleased because he's just learning how to, you know, he's learning how to speak because he gets reactions to what he's saying. And that's how we learn. And again, that's what he's seeing. And so we're encouraging him to do to observe and to speak and listen to what we're saying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it brings me around to this thing, and traveling, I'm going to be more aware of it, because every time you walk into the airport, no matter where you are, if you see something, say something. And so apparently there is a new Homeland Security effort or a focus because, frankly, of the, it's really, it's not silly at all. But when you think about, we've let our borders become porous. So all these people are coming in, and who the heck knows? I mean, this thing started, I believe, after 9/11. The Homeland Security folks saying, you know, if you see something, say something. And so anyway, right now their focus is on human trafficking. And that's very important stuff. We all know what's going on. The problem is getting worse and worse and worse. So listen to this.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
43 and change at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Let's meet some American girls, shall we? Here's Lila, an American girl. She was Girl of the Year, or apparently is the girl they have. She is the current Girl of the Year. Loves horseback riding, gymnastics. Lila Manetti is her name. So she has become the Girl of the Year. And is this something that is like a Barbie?
It's a little bigger than a Barbie. It is a doll. A little bit bigger, almost like baby doll size, but yeah. They appear a little bit older than baby dolls. They are fantastic. I remember back in my day, we had four.
Yeah, and there you go.
Yeah, we had
back
Molly
in my
and Samantha
day.
And Kristen, and I think we got Felicity once somewhere in there. And now there are so many. I don't even know how many there are, but they're so cool.
They're cashing in on the Barbie thing, right? Isn't that what that is? Cashing in on the Barbie stuff?
No, I feel like these ones are very different. The American Girl dolls, they definitely are very different, where they have these stories of different eras. Like, my favorite was Samantha Parkington. She was from the Victorian era.
Yeah.
And these are, like, a little bit less than 20 inches tall. But they go through the eras and the decades, and I think there was one sometime within the last 5 years that there was like a 90s one, like we're already there.
My children loved Paddington Bear, both my daughter and my son.
Is that the one with the yellow raincoat?
Yeah, the English little bear, about 20 inches, that made me think about it, about 20 inches tall, raincoat, rain hat. Very cute and lovable and easy to talk to, and they're all over the place in England. All right, here's another lady, a real lady, who returned her late stepfather's overdue library book. He took it out 90 years ago. And for her trouble, she got a $5 fine, a late fee.
Aww. Huh?
What? The book was Youth and Two Other Stories by Joseph Conrad, checked out in 1933. And apparently the stepdaughter found the book and mailed it back to the library.
They mailed her a bill.
Yeah.
At least it was only $5, but still.
Could have been $6,400 if it had gone by, whatever. But why bother? I mean, that seems kind of silly to me. I think it's cool that they sent it, but it's a story in and of itself without the fine, right? It is just kind of, you know, fine's kind of jerky, I think, but it's cool that they found the book and sent it back to the library anyway. All right, here's the story of a woman who was a South Carolina lady who had put up some Halloween decorations, but then she took them down, didn't hesitate at all. Her neighbor is suffering from fatal lung cancer. So when she found that out, you know, people put up their Halloween decorations. Who knows what's going on next door? But hey, anyway, she found out this from the family of the woman next door. She took the casket down. I would think.
Yeah, it was right across the street. So these people, whenever they would leave their house, you look out the window, and it was
see the casket.
Not all of the Halloween decorations, but the casket. There's a little graveyard, and the woman whose home it was, she loves Halloween, so she just moved it to the backyard, and when she posted about it, it was kind of. It was a nice story to see, but it was also really awful, some of the comments where people were like, those people should have minded their own business, or you didn't have to oblige, or you weren't obligated to move any of your stuff. And it's like, if somebody wants to do an act of kindness because they want to do it, who are you to tell them that they're wrong for that?
More acts of kindness, please.
Yes, please.
All right, another woman, this lady's 32, went missing on a cross-country road trip. Her car, Celia, was in New England. The car was found abandoned. Anyway, the authorities in Arizona are looking for this woman. She's been gone for a couple of weeks. Found her car with a couple of flat tires. The lady's name is Chelsea Grimm. Phoenix Police Department is looking for her. She was last seen in Arizona. She was planning to travel across the country from San Diego to Connecticut for a wedding.
Yeah.
And this is, who knows, did somebody shoot the tires out? White Ford Escape. The husband, what is his wife is missing, what does he do?
Oh, the father of this woman, yeah. And then his wife, the stepmom, was saying how horrible it is. And there were some things that were missing from the car as well. She had a bearded dragon. That's gone. Her wallet wasn't found in the car. Her phone was not found in the car. The sleeping bag was not found in the car. Her camera was left behind. So it makes you wonder, did she try to go find help on foot? Or is this something more menacing, like a human trafficking situation?
All right. Well, that's not a pleasant way to end our time talking about women, but time's up. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran non nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Three past the hour now on the Good Day program. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend, even though we have never met face to face. Isn't it interesting how on connections like the radio, you can know someone? Elizabeth and I have been talking for 8 years, as long as I've been talking on the air about Calitrin, and we have never actually met physically, but we meet all the time through the connection that we have on the radio, and it's kind of cool. And
it is a neat connection.
Yeah, and it's brought about because of our interest in Calitrin. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin, and so we have people who listen to us who have been contemplating, do I start today? Do I start now? I want to feel better. And I've heard you and I talk about this being the Calitrin being the number one choice for healthy weight loss in our country. So the question is, for everybody listening, if you're not on this program and you're not feeling well, are you ready to change that? Are you struggling with feeling better? And so Elizabeth has got the way to fix that right now. We'll talk about the special things that would be available for you to get into the Calitrin program. But do you find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better? Or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy, there's cookies, there's snacks, there's it's everywhere, right? But with Calitrin, you know, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and that's even this time of the year. So the hardest part really is just making that decision to do it, to just say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to look better. I'm going to feel better. This product is all about healthy weight loss, So there's no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing that's going to make you feel sick or jittery. You actually take it at bedtime, and it works to rev up your metabolism naturally, rebuilding lean muscle tissue. The side benefits include better sleep, less joint pain, more energy, less bloating. And then really around that one-month mark is when you start to see the inch loss and the pound loss. And then after that, you can expect that steady weight loss. And that's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product.
One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight and, more importantly, keep it off, because I think that is one of the strongest sales pitches for using Calitrin, because you can lose weight in 100 different ways. But then how do you keep it off?
Right. You know, like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss. 1 to 2 pounds a week is safe weight loss. That's healthy weight loss. That's where, you know, doctors, nutritionists will all tell you that's where you need to be when you're trying to lose weight long-term. And that's exactly how Calitrin works. So it's good for you. It's safe. Even if you're on medications, it doesn't interfere with any medications at all whatsoever. And this product has been proven safe and effective since 1997, all the 90s. So you can trust this product. You can trust our company. We're here for you to see the results. You get a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant with your order. So you can call, you can text, you can email, stay in touch with them. We're going to do everything we can to help you see the results of this awesome product.
You said something about metabolism. A lot of people equate higher metabolism with the body charging up, and so they're confused by that, because you say in the same voice, sentence, and we get better sleep. But moving your metabolism doesn't necessarily mean that you're changing your body's rhythm so that you're going to stay awake.
So your body works to repair and rebuilding muscle tissue in that first 45 to 90 minutes of sleep, and that's how Calitrin goes to work. So that's where you want to take it. If you can, at bedtime, it's going to work more efficiently during that first phase of sleep. So then you wake up feeling refreshed, ready to go. Your metabolism is boosted during the day. You're feeling just awesome. You feel amazing. Your joints are feeling better. You feel younger, like your younger self when you did when you were, 10, 20 years ago.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment for the next few weeks? What are people going to be able to do to get this product?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited 5 free, get 3 free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, got free shipping, among other things. The Halloween discounts apply on everything, so check it out at toploss.com. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.